Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Your hometown.
Today, we head to Rosemont, a place you should call home. Tag along as we explore one of the most entertaining villages in Illinois.
Steve Bertrand on Chicago's Afternoon News, focusing on Rosemont today, your hometown. It's sponsored by the Village of Rosemont and At Properties, and also by McDonald's. So we thank them all for that. Okay, let's go out to Rosemont right now and to talk on the phone line to Kayla Weddle, who is a pro softball player, and she's going to explain this AU sports to me. Kayla, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me today.
Hey, congratulations. You're the big signing, right?
I am one of the tryout members, yes.
So you tried out in June, and you made the AU competition, as I understand it. I was reading about you just today.
Yeah, they did put out an article today explaining, you know, my whole journey and whatnot. And, yeah, I'm really happy to be here.
Okay, so you are from, is it Wakanda, correct?
Correct.
And then you went and played at UIC?
Mm-hmm.
And you won every conceivable award that was possible?
Close. Not necessarily, but there was a lot on there.
Oh, come on, Kayla. Tell me an award you didn't win. Come on. Take your time.
Academy National Award. Player of the
Year. you were twice the Conference Player of the Year, right? That's not too shabby.
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, and now you go on to play for, and I was listening to the mayor, Brad Stevens, talk to John Williams earlier today about this AU Sports, and it's kind of a variety of leagues run by the athletes. I know you're new to it, but you've got a better understanding of how it works than I do. Can you explain it to me?
Yeah, so it's all women's sports, and we currently have softball, volleyball, and lacrosse. Lacrosse just finished up last week, actually. And it's pretty player-ran, besides, like, the big business aspects they don't do. But the players are the ones that, like, decide who they want to sign and all of that and, like, what goes on for the players off the field. They make mm-hmm. they have a lot of to do with the decisions and make sure the players are happy with what's going on.
And it's called Athletes Unlimited, AU, I keep referring it to. Okay, but you don't have set teams that play a schedule through the year, right? You've got a certain number of players, and each day, like we did out at the wiffle ball court or field, you choose up teams?
Yeah, so every week, there's 5 weeks, 60 players, and every Tuesday there's a draft, and four captains draft their teams, and so they get three outfielders, four pitchers, et cetera, et cetera. And then those are your teams for the week, and you play Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and play one every team once, and the next week it starts over.
Now, have you ever done that thing with to see who's up first, where you have to put your hands over each other's on the neck of the bat, and whoever gets to the top wins?
Oh, yeah, when you climb your hands up it.
You've done that?
I've heard or I've seen people do it. I've never done it myself.
In black and white movies, right? That's when you've seen it happen?
Sure.
Because I'm really tall, so I could do the elbow with my hand over the top, and I would almost always get up to bat first. Okay, so that doesn't matter. So you guys play different teams every week against each other, and then mm-hmm. there's individual scoring in this league, right? Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, so as you're playing, you as an individual and the team collect points throughout the game. So, like, you're rewarded as an individual for your singles, doubles, hits, walks, etc. And then as a team, you can win. You get points on winning the game, on shutouts, on winning the inning. So if you score during the inning and I don't, you would win that inning and collect points that way.
So it's like you're playing a fantasy baseball game.
Yeah, it is literally fantasy in real life.
That is so wild. Kayla Weddle, first game coming up at the Parkway Bank Sports Complex in Rosemont on Saturday. Listen, congratulations for making it. It was great to talk to you. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Of course. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News.